Shalom Avracha, we are continuing with David HaMelech's world of Chesed ve'emes. What a beautiful world to get up to every morning. Surrounded by all the chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our physical life, in our spiritual life, and the good feeling that we have it right. We see the emes of the world. So many people are so confused and running after all kind of things that don't bring them any good, not in this world and not the world to come. And we know exactly what the Ratzon Hashem is, and that we're mispaled for, we should have it even clearer. So we mentioned that David HaMelech had two requests to be connected to Hashem, to the Midas HaChesed of Hashem, and then a request to be connected to the Emes of Hashem. And the second part of that, Pakoshas HaEmes, is Ve'eshmera Toirosho Tomid Le'olam Voed. That is the tool that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to bring out His values of emes in the world. Eshmer Torosho. We know the word of Torah refers specifically to the concept that the Torah is a moire derech. It's a guide how to walk through life, how to live through life, how to see the right behavior in every situation in life, how to have the right bitochen, have the emunah, how to work on the midas, how to learn the Torah itself. Eshmeroi Torosho Tomid. I'm spalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I should connect to you through your Torah. And we know that the Sifri says that V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah to love Hashem. How do you show your love to Hashem? V'ahoyu dvorim ha'ela alevavecha. The Divrei Torah, put them on your heart. Involve yourself in the learning of Torah, the supporting of Torah, connecting to the Torah. That is an act of love of Hashem, because the Torah is a revelation of the will of Hashem, what He desires. And if I take interest in what Hashem desires, that's connecting to Hashem, that's Avas Hashem. And through the Torah, I appreciate the wisdom of Hashem, the midas of Hashem, all the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is encapsulated in the Torah. So if throughout my life I make the Torah my guide in life, it's my moir derech in life, then le'olam voed. Then I'm taking advantage of the true chasodim of Hashem. I'm not just enjoying the chasodim of Hashem in this short physical life I have, but le'olam voed. I transform myself into an eternal being, going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu from chayil el chorim, from one level to the next, one hanoah, one pleasure to the higher pleasure, and higher and higher. That's what's going to be. This is part of the way we could help ourselves be mischazik, strengthen ourselves in taking advantage of the learning the Torah, going the ways of the Torah. If I look myself as a oilam void type of person, I'm not a person that's just here for a few years. I'm here for eternity. My body is going to go into the ground, but I'm going to remain eternally. And then I think twice before I do something. One second. Is this something that will benefit my eternity or the opposite? And the more we have that mind frame, the more we'll take advantage of the wonderful situations we have in life. And on the pleasant things, we'll thank Hashem and use it as a chizuk for ourselves. And the things that are challenging, we'll also understand that's a challenge from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll go through them as best as possible with ourselves or relationships between ourselves and our families, those around us. We'll make a Kiddush Hashem, and Hashem will show through us. He'll pick us to be those that will be Mekadosh Shmoi Ba'olam through all the Yeshuas that Mi'ez Hashem will do for all of us. Oh, we should all be Zeicha. The great Yeshuas, every day, another day of Eshmer Seiroscha. We're going to use Hashem's guidebook to go through life in the proper fashion. And Mi'ez Hashem, see Yeshuas Oichlem Peiroseim Ba'olam Azeh, seeing the sweet fruit in this world, va'keren kayemes olam habo.